الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا كان أول ليلة من شهر رمضان صفدت الشياطين ومردت الجن وغلقت أبواب النار فلم يفتح منها باب وفتحت أبواب الجنة فلم يغلق منها باب وينادي مناديا: يا باغي الخير أقبل، ويا باغي الشر أقصر، ولله تقاء من النار وذلك كل ليلة. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In a big gathering, we make salam to somebody, and we don't make salam to somebody, they feel sideline. So we make one salam for everybody, and we give two du'as. May Allah Ta'ala also love us for whose sake we love one another. And may Allah Ta'ala always keep us smiling. With adhaqa Allah sinnak. And I make this extra du'a: Allah must keep us smiling the day we leave the world with iman. Allah must make our grave a garden of Jannah, and must grant us Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning, in the blessed company of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anything we do, sincerity of intent is of utmost importance. I sincerely regard every Muslim better than myself. Those that are sitting here, what good qualities you have got which is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what shortcomings of mine Allah ta'ala knows. Allah is concealing my faults. May Allah not disgrace me on the day of Qiyamah. And the famous teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam: خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best among us are those that learn and teach the Qur'an. Alhamdulillah, we are so fortunate in Spingo, we got Madrasa Talimuddin in Spingo Beach. Tonight after Maghrib, 7 PM, there's a Qira'a Jalsa. Those students that many years studied the Qur'an, studied the Tajweed, the correct recitation of the Qur'an, tonight will be a Qira'a Jalsa at 7 PM. And tomorrow on Saturday from 3 PM till Isha, supper will also be served. There's a student who will be qualifying as Hufaz of the Qur'an. When the Hifz al-Qur'an Khatam takes place, 4,000 angels make dua and say Ameen to the dua that are present, for the people, those that are present. And there's a saying in Arabic, Uhibbu salihina wa lastu min Allahumma rasukuna salah. We love the pious, but I am not a pious person. May Allah grant some of the good qualities of the pious in us. And the most important thing, the life after that, al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A person will be with whom he had love in this world, whom he associated with in this world, in the akhirat. Allah will make us among them. Don't waste our valuable time watching professional sports, and watching films, etc. Many of us in the month of Ramzan, we close the shaitan box. Let us close it forever after Ramzan also. We'll have more time to come to the masjid. We'll have more time to recite Quran, etc. We're in the month of Sha'ban, and the last week of Sha'ban, few days time, will be the blessed month of Ramzan. And in the month of Ramzan, the doors of Jahannam are locked, the shaitans are chained, and the doors of Jannah are open. And Allah beautifies Jannah, paradise, for the fasting person every day. The first 10 days of Ramzan, the rahmah, the mercy of Allah Ta'ala descends. The second 10 days, the maghfirat, the forgiveness. And the third is emancipation, freedom from the fire of Jahannam. Now, many of our friends and family members that were with us last Ramzan, and today they are not with us. Who knows next Ramzan we will be present or not? And these are occasions where we can do little good actions and get great rewards and score in the bank of Jannah. In the month of Ramzan, we must do four things in abundance. Recite La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah in abundance. In the masjid, outside masjid, in our workplaces, shops, while traveling. Recite Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah in abundance with a remorseful heart. Ya Allah, I'm head to toe full of sins. Ya Allah, you forgive my sins. And we ask Allah Ta'ala for Jannah. And Allah must guide us to do those good actions that will take us to Jannah. And amongst the good action is we read our Faraz Salah on its prescribed time. Do our duty with beauty. We read our Faraz Salah to Jama'ah. The rewards are 27 times more. And for 40 days we read our Salah to Jama'ah. Allah will make our iman sincere and protect us all from hypocrisy and nifaq. And try to be in the masjid azan time. Any action that is done with sacrifice and mujahada, the reward is much more. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wallazina jahadu fina lanahdiyannahum subulana wa inna allaha lama'al muhsinin. Those that sacrifice to do good action, Allah open pathways of guidance and hidayat. We are busy at our workplace, at our shops and our businesses, whatever profession or artisan we are. The plumber is busy in his occupation, the electrician is busy in his, the businessmen are busy, the professionals are busy. But we have a watch. We have the masjid, the salah time written of the nearby masjids. And Zohar, 12:45, 1 o'clock, 1:15. Try to plan ourselves that to be in the masjid by azan time and read the du'as for wuzu. Bismillahi walhamdulillah. Allahumma ghfir li zammi wa si'li fi dar barik li fi riski. Allahumma ja'anni min at-tawabina wa ja'anni min al-mutatahhirin. There isn't time to go in the meanings of these du'as. I'll recite three hadiths regarding to a fasting person. I read the Urdu, there isn't time to read the Arabic. Hamare Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam irshad farmaya hai. Jis shakhs ne roze rakh kar bhi bheja baat kehna, us par amal karna nahi chora. Allah ta'ala ko uske khane peene ko chorne ki haajat nahi hai. Yani us roze ko qubool nahi karta. Ye Bukhari Sharif ki riwayat hai. When we fast, the organs of our body also need to be protected from sins. Protect our tongue from backbiting, speaking lies, slander, swearing, etc. If somebody wants to start an argument, say, I'm fasting, I've got no time for arguments. Keep our tongues moist with recitation of the Quran. We have a tasbih and recite zikrullah. We protect our eyes from looking at haram, looking at the opposite gender with lust. Many people are fortunate that they in a masjid, madrasa, they are not exposed to the shopping centers and the bazaars. But those that have to go there for the necessities or got a shop of their own, may Allah protect us from casting lustful glances of opposite gender. And we don't take enjoyment from the music that is played by the non-Muslim shops. We recite Astaghfirullah, have a national dislike for music, have a national dislike for sin and immoral women. May Allah protect us. Next hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam irshad farmaya ki sehri khaya karo kyunki sehri mein barkat hai. Muttafaqun alayh. Our beloved Rasulullah has mentioned, take part in sehri, there's barkat in sehri. And this hadith mentioned Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. Alhamdulillah, we have our clocks, watches. After Tarawih, sleep early at night. Maybe we have some snacks before sleeping. But get up for Sehri. And how beautiful our Islam is, that the later part you have our Sehri, the reward is better. And then we'll have food in our stomach for longer hours while fasting. So get up for Sehri. Even if you have a bowl of cereal or a date or zamzam, or whatever little we are used to having, have it. Get up for Sehri. At time of Sehri is time of Tahajjud also. We can read 2, 4, 6, 8 rakats of Tahajjud and make dua, Allah remove the difficulties. Next hadith. Nabi saw some inshaat from Aya. کہ جب تم میں سے کوئی افطار کرے تو اس کو چاہے کہ کھجور سے افطار کرے کیونکہ وہ برکت کا سبب ہے. بس اگر نہ پاوے کوئی کھجور تو چاہے کہ پانی پر افطار کرے کیونکہ وہ پاک کرنے والا ہے. ترمذی شریف کی روایت ہے. Our beloved رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم mentioned, when we break our fast with dates or water. One is zamzam water, which is very blessed. But there's some news going around that people are selling fake zamzam just to make money. And one Muslim brother made a proper investigation. From the packing to the water, everything was fake. Anyway, it came in my WhatsApp group. I don't want to forward. I don't want to belittle people in a public platform. But we must be careful that people are selling zamzam at a high price. And some of it is lies and fake. May Allah protect us. And if it's not... If you don't have zamzam with ordinary water also, we can break our fast. And is a month of generosity, month of Ramzan. So we feed a fasting person. And that fasting person broke his fast through our dates, through our zamzam water, to our little milkshake or samosa, bhajia, whatever savouries. The reward of that fasting person, we will also get. And Rasulullah has mentioned, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم زيفه. Who believe in Allah and Akhirat should honor his guests. Sometime in our masjid, iftar time, we see a strange face, maybe a businessman that was traveling and he got delayed, he couldn't make it to his home.